This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I love all who watch this show on YouTube or on Twitch. I love all who participate in the lively Twitch chat and in the YouTube chat every single day. But I don't need Homebrewed sharing horror wisdom tooth extraction stories just to scare me. Like, I don't need that. So,
but don't you want to go into a worst case scenario, come out of it feeling better than you'd think?
Yeah, I would.
Yes, I guess maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but I do know that this show on Twitch every day is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And if you're looking for something to do over Mother's Day weekend, then bring the family to Springer's Jewelers for their Locket Bar event. And the kids can create a one-of-a-kind locket for Mom, and she will cherish that always. So learn more when you go to springersjewelers.com. Courtney, back to the news this morning.
We had day 7 of the Karen Reed trial 2.0, and Jen McCabe faced cross-examination, where she acknowledged that the FBI came to talk to her. And
what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Curtis, did you watch any of this yesterday? Or were you busy?
I heard about it. I didn't see it live. I heard some of the conversation about the contradictions with the Alan Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, so the agents first approach her at her car, and they ask if she is Jen McCabe, and she actually says no. She's not.
Oh, she said no, she's not.
No, but...
Must have been confused.
Correct.
Okay.
Here she is in the courtroom explaining that misstep.
You were contacted at your residence by these members of this law enforcement agency, correct?
Yes.
All right. They walked up to your car?
Yes.
Okay, that was the very first introduction, correct?
Yes.
At that point, you told them that you were not Jennifer McCabe. They asked you who you were, and you said, I'm Nicole.
I thought they were, like, selling something, so I was like, oh, no, I'm not the homeowner.
After you said, I'm not Jennifer McCabe, mm-hmm. you walked into the house, they then called you on the phone?
Yes, correct.
They were still sitting outside your house?
I don't know where they were, but they did call me.
At that point, they identified themselves as being law enforcement agents, correct?
When they called me, yes.
You told them that you would be willing to submit to an interview, but you needed about 10 minutes to get ready, correct?
Yes.
You ultimately did allow them into your home, and you did sit down for a formal interview with them, correct?
Yes, brief, but yes.
As law enforcement officers continued to question you at some point, you informed them that you did not feel comfortable with any further questioning, and you suspended the interview, correct?
Yes.
Mm. All right. So then she also revealed that between that 10-minute span, them speaking outside, and then she needed to get ready. She said, like, she needed to brush her teeth, stuff like that. They asked her how many people she talked to on the phone.
The FBI did?
The FBI did. Yeah. And she revealed that she had told the FBI initially that she only made 2 phone calls, one to her husband, Matt, and another to Carrie Roberts, the third woman who was with Karen Reed and Jen McCabe when they found John O'Keefe on the front lawn of 34 Fairview. But she revealed that she had actually made 5 phone calls, including one to her brother-in-law, Brian Albert.
Oh.
And
the,
so
the man whose home John O'Keefe was found on the lawn of.
Correct.
I see. Okay.
And so she said.
Who else? Norfolk County DA?
Correct. But she said it was like her witness advocate.
Okay.
Who works for them, Matt and Carrie Roberts. And she said basically that there was so much going on, she had forgot. And after they left, her husband reminded her that she had made those other phone calls. So then she called the FBI and had told them.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And the feds show up. They catch you.
Wiggy, you know this. You don't want the feds,
nope,
as you would say, showing up.
No.
It's not a good day.
I'd have did the same thing. Nah, I ain't Jermaine Wiggins. I don't know where you heard that from. I got to go, actually. I got a doctor's appointment.
That guy's the worst.
I am his brother, Jerome Wiggins.
Can you come in? Nope.
Now, Curtis, interesting speculation from noted crime writer Michelle McPhee.
Oh, yeah.
With regard to this Sandra Birchmore case, where she suggests that case, the appearances in court keep being pushed back.
Correct.
When it comes to the police officer charged with her murder.
Yes.
Matthew Farwell.
Farwell.
And she suggests that the introduction yesterday of this information about the feds, as Wiggy says, could be the reason that case is being pushed back as well, because there's some kind of full investigation ongoing or something like that. So who knows?
And there's some overlapping players.
Yes, there is.
So it's very interesting.
Yes.
We also heard from Karen outside the courtroom after. Here's that.
Karen, did you tell Jen to make that Google search that morning?
I did not tell Jen to make a Google search. I certainly didn't tell her to make the one at 227 either.
What stood out to you most today?
We know all the details. We know all the changes in statements. It's just what will her reaction be? And it's just more of the same. Inconsistencies. Every statement's different. Under oath, not under oath. The cops are all wrong. This is very similar to what we saw a year ago.
Do you think that she colluded with? Why is she so inconsistent?
Because she's lying.
Yeah, no court today. It will resume tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, there's a there's some sort of a Massachusetts
Judge Day
court. Well, it's called May Day. It's like a Massachusetts court holiday.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Curtis, can you Google that, please?
Unbelievable.
There's a holiday that exists just for those who I believe work in our court system here in Massachusetts. May Day.
Mm-hmm.
May Day.
I'm sure Judge Bev is very happy to have May Day today.
I mean, that's a nice thing. We need like a holiday that's just for radio people. I don't.
Aren't these same like courthouses closed for weeks in the summer? Like, yes. How is this? Yeah. I can't find it, but I'm sure it's right.
Okay. All right. It's an interesting thing. We have a lot of holidays here in Massachusetts that are just for city or state employees.
Yeah.
Which is
I love Evacuation Day. That's my favorite.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yesterday's game between the Cubs and the Pirates had a scary moment in the bottom of the seventh when a fan fell 21 feet from an upper balcony at PNC Park, landing on the warning track.
What?
Mitch has the video of this.
Crazy.
He's celebrating.
Oh, my God.
And he falls. Trainers, police, EMS, they responded immediately to the field to work on him. Mm. He was placed on a stretcher, carted off the field. He was taken to the hospital. He remains in critical condition. Here's Pirates GM Derek Shelton after the game.
Thank both our medical staff, the Cubs medical staff, EMS, everybody that got to the gentleman. Even though it's 350 feet of wire, whatever it is, I mean, the fact of how it went down and laying motionless, while the play's going on, I mean, Craig saw it, I saw it, we both got out there, I think the umpire saw it. Unfortunately, because of the way the ball kicked, it's extremely unfortunate. I mean, that's an understatement.
It's like he was jumping forward, like he was going to jump on the field and celebrate with them.
Yeah,
that looks
awful.
That's a long way.
Yeah.
Awful. I hope he's going to be okay.
Damn.
Yeah. Your road trips to the Cape this summer may have just become more expensive and the drive time may become a bit longer.
Hell no.
David Whedon, the vice chairman of the select board in Mashpee, is proposing tolls on the Sagamore and Bourne bridges.
Jesus.
When they discover that there's actually a bridge or a road that hasn't been tolled yet,
yeah,
and so they want to rush to put toll.
Oh, yeah,
so
right.
You're going to take like Friday, Memorial Day weekend, everybody and their mother driving to the Cape, and you're going to put a toll in place?
Correct.
I guess it's electronic, so it doesn't...
it's like one of those ones like when you're leaving the airport.
Okay, but should you have to pay more to go to the Cape? Like,
no, that part I agree with you.
The bridges are already built.
Right. They're saying the money is going to go to coastal and water quality issues on the Cape.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you like to hear from Whedon?
Sure, yeah.
Here he is on WHDH.
If you did $2 an axle, only calculating... cars, you'd bring in about $70 million a year.
I mean, do people not pay enough in taxes? We're the number one state when it comes to taxes.
It's insane.
property tax, excise tax, employment tax, like tax when you know when you want to register your car. Like I'm like,
every week I get a bill in the mail and I'm like, where did this come from? Every week.
Yeah, Massachusetts. Is there another way to the Cape? Because we got a couple Cape road shows. Yeah, and
you
I
could
said,
take the tunnel.
The tunnel?
Yeah.
Great. You can get me on that one. There's no tunnel. But
you
is there,
take a boat.
Yeah.
Is there a boat that
P-Town
goes?
P-Town Ferry's awesome.
Doesn't like 495 go over? Am I wrong? That the wrong route?
You have to take a bridge to get to Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, but there's two of them,
there's
right?
There's a canal in the middle.
But aren't Sagamore they building
and
one?
There's two, and they're talking about doing both.
Right. Yeah. Aren't they working on one, two? Isn't one being built, a new one, or something like that?
They were doing repairs.
Yes. Well, we will be headed to the Cape for two road shows this road show season. Memorial Day weekend, we are at the Lobster Trap in Bourne. And the night before, we are at the Trading Post for Extraordinary Bar Pizza. And then we are headed back, obviously, to the Beachcomber.
Yes.
And cannot wait to get to the Coma.
Yeah.
Which is an annual roadshow destination. It'll never go away.
I don't know what color sweatshirt I'm going to get this year. You know, I always like to add to my collection.
Well, they do have great merch there. Great
Stay
merch.
Away from black.
Yes, not my color.
Yeah,
good
we
job,
already
Woody.
Know black doesn't, it adds wrinkles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have to have autumn red or something,
yes,
don't
yeah.
you?
Right. Deep autumn.
Deep autumn
yes.
is your color.
Yeah.
Yes. Curtis, have you had your color checked yet?
That's actually today.
Your color is going to be red today before Springfield?
Yep, I'm going to be doing it live at the bar tonight at the MGM.
Yeah.
We should probably, I hate to do this, but we should probably take a quick break.
Okay.
We still will get to the dumbest of the day coming up on the show. At 9 o'clock, it is the front office report this week with Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox. So that is coming up at 9. And then at 9:20, we're going to play Hill Notes back, so you can leave one of those now on any topic. Whatever we have discussed this morning, it's been a lot of it. LeBron James and the Lakers done. Mm-hmm. There's no Kurt Spiracy when it comes to the Lakers making it to the finals, so you can leave a farewell message for King James. Bill Belichick continues to be a topic of discussion.
Jordan.
And Jordan, who has amassed somehow... when it comes to real estate, a $9 million portfolio of real estate.
I mean, build football. He knows football, and military history, and real estate.
Well, so, I mean, maybe she did that on her own.
What you think? She was a struggling college student, cheerleader before she met Bill. Then she met Bill on an airplane as a struggling college student.
Maybe she bought a fixer-upper.
Oh, that is true. Then that ultimately she flipped that into a $9 million portfolio for her.
Do you think the response from Bill and Jordan after the CBS stuff will lead to CBS releasing the full footage? Because CBS then came out and said there were no topics that we discussed beforehand that would be off limits.
Of course there weren't. I don't understand. So they released that statement on the university website or whatever, or at least on their letterhead. And say that they told CBS that you can't ask certain questions.
Right.
CBS is not going to agree to that, Curtis, are they?
Right. This is what I'm talking about. They make the school look like morons by having this girl's message be totally contradicted within 30 minutes. It's a national punchline. They didn't hire Bill Belichick to be a national punchline.
But for Bill to now say that it was like severely edited, the interview was severely edited. If you're CBS, you say, well, we've got all the footage. Here you go. Stream it.
It's not Bill who's saying that. It's Jordan as Bill saying that it was severely edited.
Yeah.
Good for her. She's smart because I watched that. I watched Belichick and Jordan fix the island as they go from house to house. You know, fixing up.
Well, you're saying a reality show?
Yeah, like on HDTV.
Flipping Chapel Hill.
I mean, they got a bunch of those shows. I think the Jordan and Jonathan Knight, the two brothers, obviously.
There's 8 million real estate reality shows.
Right.
There's way too many of them.
But you wouldn't
Lindsay
watch.
Lindsay loves them.
Right.
Do you love them also?
I love like Selling Sunset.
But
not really the home improvement ones, more the real estate.
That's not really HGTV. Yeah. There's a bunch, but I'd watch that one. I watched those, the fixer-uppers, the guy and his wife in Vegas. So, Yeah, I think Bill and Jordan.
Joanna Gaines.
Imagine that all over the island, finding those, you know, tear-me-downs and fixing them up.
Not a lot of tear-me-downs on that.
All right, maybe Renos.
All right. Well, anyway, leave a Hill note on the Odyssey app, and we'll play the best ones back at 9:20. And here is Courtney right now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox drop one to the Blue Jays in 10 innings. 7-6, your final from Toronto. Lucas Giolito went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 7 in his return. Here's what Giolito had to say about his 6th inning, where everything started to kind of fall apart after the loss from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I thought I pitched well until the 6th inning. Some crucial mistakes. 0-2 to walk. 0-2 homer. Another homer. You know, we were playing the changeup pretty well to the corners, and I just left them up there. So, something to learn from. Got to finish stronger. Sucks to give the other team momentum like that. You know, when you're up big.
I love him. Takes accountability. Just love him.
Shimes boy.
Yep. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. Another one with the Blue Jays tonight, 7:07 first pitch with Tanner Houck taking the mound. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And there were some NBA playoff games last night. The Timberwolves beat the Lakers to move out of that round. The Rockets keep their series alive, beating the Warriors. And Golden State leads the series 3-2 there. NHL playoff games last night. The Jets go up one game on the Blues. The Panthers take round one against the Lightning. And the Capitals move on, beating the Canadiens in 5 games.
Obscure reference. PBS, I think, had the original show when it came to real estate and fixing homes.
Yeah.
And it was called This Old House. The Bill Jordan show could be called This Old Sucker.
Billy, we're already 500,000 into it, Billy.
Nah, it's okay.
How do you feel if you're Julian Edelman and you had to beg and plead and threaten to leave to get $6 million, and this girl's already got $9 million in real estate?
Julian's standing up for them.
I know.
On his podcast, he's like, any PR person would do that, step in on a question that was unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. The 99-cent sale is back. Pick up participating items at Shaw's and Star Market for just 99 cents. By the pound, Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 52 degrees, mostly sunny skies, afternoon high 67.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Bob Zettelman, foxhole guy, Wiggy.
Yeah.
When it comes to Bill Belichick and the questions about his mental state and his girlfriend and how involved she will or won't be when it comes to the football program. And an hour ago during They Said It, we spoke about our colleague here, Ted Johnson, from the WEI Afternoon Show, who says the university should part ways with Bill Belichick, should fire Bill Belichick because of the appearance of this, or because you can no longer lead guys if you're the butt of jokes everywhere.
Right. I get the point of, I don't think you should fire him, but I do get the point of how are you going to lead young men and when they're joking behind your back about your girlfriend.
How many other coaches are there out there that there have been plenty of jokes about, though? Like, I just think that there's we're blowing never, it out of proportion.
We're not because there's never been a coach as decorated as Bill Belichick and what he's done throughout his career and how he presented himself to be in his late 60s, early 70s, openly dating somebody in their early 20s.
I don't think the girl, though, is Greg. I don't think it's as much about Jordan as it was that CBS sit-down. Her interjections, obviously, it wasn't a good look. But how jarring it was to see him looking like that. That's not what they hired. Even ignoring the girlfriend, even ignoring the age difference and her sending emails on the university website, the fact that Bill was sitting there looking like he just got time, you know, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, open wide, it's time for your pills. Like,
yeah.
People would have issues if that was Linda doing that. I completely agree with Curtis. They would definitely have issues like, Bill, what's going on here? Do you have any control?
But they wouldn't. I guess what Julian Edelman is saying, they wouldn't have issues if it was Bears doing it. You know, Bears right. used to be his gopher, his guy.
Right.
You know, and now is Bill O'Brien's guy at PC.
But like this, again, I think that there have been so many other coaches that have found themselves in actual serious situations that have still gone on to lead teams. Like Bill has not done anything wrong. Jordan has not done anything wrong. Like,
no, we agree with that. I don't think we're talking about that.
But other schools have not fired coaches or like killed a career of a coach.
Oh no,
Bobby Petrino got into an accident with like a young girl student on his motorcycle or whatever.
Right,
and like he still was the head coach of Louisville.
Right,
well, he was fired and then he eventually
came back.
Yeah, as a coordinator. Right, I agree.
No, he was the head coach.
Oh, he came back as a head coach.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Like he should not be fired. I'm not saying that. I think the question becomes: will people or will the players respect them at times when they look at that? And that's the only like kind of like thing I'm looking at, because you obviously like I respected the ish out of Bill Belichick when I was a player, even when I was done playing. And it's not like that I've lost respect in him now. I'm just looking at him like differently. Like, wow, wait a second. That ain't the same Bill that I know.
Yeah, it's different.
It's
not different. It's 180 degrees from what he professed to be. No days off. No, ignore the noise. Now he's got a cheerleader interjecting in his practice, putting something in his pocket, wearing high heels.
Curtis, she is also a real estate magnate.
Like, imagine Bill Belichick. 10 years ago, and saying,
why do we care who's miking him up? Curtis, we're on the same page that the interview was a bad look. No, but like
let me just finish.
To go about him at practice at a spring game, and she's walking on the field. Okay,
but she's,
like, how does that affect anything?
Bill Belichick got mad about Tom versus Time, which was just cameras. This is a young woman walking onto the field with high heels on, communicating with the head coach of the football team. My guess is Bill would have a problem with that.
I hate to correct you. They were stripper boots, not high heels.
Yeah, they're good. We love some stripper boots.
To act like this is in any way normal for what UNC thought they were getting in Bill Belichick is to ignore all facts.
They've been dating for 3 years, so they should have known.
Here's what I would say. I would say we probably would have a little bit of a problem if it was a woman of Linda's age, a little bit. But I think the other salt that you sprinkle on it is the fact that his girlfriend, and I think it's a big part of this perception that we have, is a 24-year-old girl who's doing this.
Yeah.
If Linda's doing it, we're still tripping. Maybe not as much, but the fact that she's 24, I think, Courtney, you know better than anybody.
But I'm sure that there are wives that are an issue, like coaches' wives who are an issue for universities and colleges.
Yeah.
And
but they're not 24.
Okay.
And they're not writing emails on the coach's behalf, signing them as the head coach on the university website.
If it's the wife, because I think Steve Sarkisian, who is the coach of the Texas Longhorns, I think his wife kind of does some stuff like this, but she's a little bit older. He kind of gets dragged because she used to be a stripper.
but she's a little bit older, and the age gap.
The facts that you have sometimes in your head are very interesting.
Very.
Who has more wagon, though, Courtney or Wiggy?
Wiggy, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's
only if they used to be a stripper.
Right.
That's what, you know, that's part of, you know, I think she used to dance or something like that. He met her at a strip club. But they
met on a plane talking philosophy.
They're a little closer in age. I think the part that throws more salt into the wound.
Yeah, people think it's weird.
Because she's so, if she was 42 years old or 35 or 38, I think it's like, all right, it's weird, but it's not as
weird. This week has been a bad look. And like for people saying, oh, you're just supporting her because you're a girl, blah, blah, blah. No, I this week was a bad, bad look. I was supporting them beforehand, but I just think to take this week, one interview, a snippet of the interview, and run with it and say that Bill Belichick should lose his coaching job because of it is so outrageous.
No, but the week is continuing. Like, they're still digging. It's not. It's one thing to have the interview, and then it's this week. It's then to have a statement put on the website of the school that is immediately refuted by CBS.
When it comes to, so she is acting, and they cleared this up yesterday, I guess. She is acting as his PR person and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Muse.
And Muse.
Agree with.
And do you think that was Bill's idea or was that her idea?
I'm sure she said, like, I could do a great job for you.
I mean, we know he's cheap, or at least he was called cheap. Is it just a way for him to save some cash? He doesn't have to pay an actual PR firm?
That's a great point. The job she holds was not Bill's idea, which means it's another example of Bill doing things that are not what he intended to do to begin with because of this person.
This is Eddie in the car. Hi, Eddie.
Oh, I have so much to say. It's a bad look. It's a bad image. It's bad publicity for the school. This isn't anything good you want to see. And then the other thing, it's pretty bad when Bill's girlfriend looks just like all the other girls on campus. You know, she's almost the same age as these kids. They're kids. It just doesn't look good. It's a bad look for the school.
Hmm. I can't believe people believe that. The guy is, you said it before, he's arguably the greatest coach ever to coach the sport.
Right. Like, and
you're fortunate to have him at UNC.
But you know how people look at that type of situation. It's in everything, right? Whether anytime a person maybe has a little something or rumors about them in the past, or you're young and somebody's this old, like, people are instantly going to do that. Oh, he's 73, she's 24. Like, people are going to look at that. They're going to just look at that funny, especially for a guy that we've seen, that we have a different view of what he's shown us for the past 25 years.
Does she have input into the offense?
No.
I mean, but people but people would believe.
Might be pretty creative.
But no, Greg, people would believe because of the actions.
I said jet sweep. Right.
But don't you think there are people out there who believe she does?
Yes, she's running every other element of his life. Wouldn't it stand to reason she would run the offense?
Right. So that's the thing. Like, Bill has always been about keeping everything in-house. You know, this is how we're going to do things. And now we're getting a different Bill. And so she's way more involved. And didn't Edelman say she's like the director of football operations?
She's the COO of Belichick Productions.
No. Well, that's what he said.
For comms.
She's the comms. New Bears, right?
She's the director comms. Of in-pants operations.
No. She's director of, like, football operations for comms, so communications.
Right,
stuff.
But she's the new Bears. Bears had his hand in, like, some of the football stuff. Hey, go get this player, that player. Like, you know,
I was wondering why Bill went on a recruiting trip to Coachella. Huh.
It's just, like I said, I see Bill. You know, I've seen him for so long in a different way, and it's like, wow, you don't, you know, it's, if it's Bears, it's somebody you can, like.
Oh, I'm sure they're fully under.
Let's see. This is Paul from Attleboro. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Didn't Bob Kraft, after his wife died, date some young woman, young?
Yeah, yep. We talked about it all the time on this radio station, all the time.
Okay, and then your favorite president, Joe Biden, his wife was interjecting in everything he did.
Yeah.
And I don't hear any uproar. Didn't hear any uproar about that.
Oh, that everybody made fun of him.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
what? No.
He was senile. We all said it. I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's been old people with younger women that did things for them and made them look silly many times.
Yeah, and
that's
everybody.
True. The current president's wife is much younger than he is.
Yes. Right. As distinct as the Bogadas.
Yeah, but how old is she? Isn't she like in her 40s?
Ooh, Melania.
Yeah.
Melania.
There's a difference between...
She looks like she's in her 30s.
There's a difference between being...
She's the most beautiful first lady ever.
Being younger than your husband or your boyfriend to being like, whoa, that's way younger. Like, yeah. 70 and 40 is not a big deal, but 70 and 24?
Yeah.
That's a big
deal. Petey Potter.
And you know what, Greg? I bet you early on she was getting the results that were beneficial to him. Because if you go to the question Courtney asked about Taylor Swift, that was the most positive national news cut about Bill Belichick in years. Everybody was gushing. It was on the Today Show, everywhere, that Bill was showing this side of himself.
You got to calm down.
And that, I think, you know, about being a catch and all that, like, I think that in those days, she's like, look, Bill, this is what I'm doing for you.
Right.
I'm
that was one of the best days of my life.
But if you look back at it now, he was glowing about talking about Taylor Swift.
Best day of my
and
life.
And it was because of her.
Yeah, it all makes sense
like,
now.
And we didn't even, like, we were shocked that he knew a Taylor Swift song. It's because the two of them were listening mm-hmm. to Taylor Swift
right.
when they were...
Well, and
when
he was at the concert. He was at the concert, and
yeah,
I
with her.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yep.
I think it's just like the perception that we have of Bill, and where we now look at him, and like, is this going to affect how he performs? That's why I said the most important thing is how does he perform on the field.
Well, and you don't know how much she's actually involved in things. Like,
no.
You don't know.
No, we're all speculating.
Bill could be confusing people when he refers to her publicly as the D coordinator.
Hey, Greg, you think I'm making a big deal out of this? You think I'm jaded by my hate of Bill?
Well,
could be.
Somebody in Twitch chat or text or something said the only people upset about this are Curtis and Ted Johnson.
It's the biggest crossover story in America today.
It is?
Yeah. By far. And yeah. So it wasn't me. Charles Barkley is worried about Bill Belichick. Hmm. We have this audio. He was on Dan Patrick yesterday.
Well, this is a very slippery subject for me because Bill's one of my really good friends. I'm not sure what's going on. You know, he's been a great friend for me for a long time. We've been friends since he coached for the Browns. I think he got to be very careful right now. This is starting to be on a very slippery slope. He's the greatest football coach ever for him and Nick Saban, for college Nick Saban, for Bill, the NFL. Yeah, I from what I'm hearing, it's starting to be a very slippery slope. And I never talk about people's personal relationship. That's another rule I got. But I will admit, I'm a little concerned with some of the stuff that's going on. And I might actually reach out to him and make sure everything's good. But I am concerned from what I'm hearing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, nice
thing for a friend to do.
Charles
to
do.
Offer a little counsel, maybe. Yeah.
I don't.
All right. Well, it's interesting.
Yes. Yeah, it's very interesting.
We didn't get to the dumbest of the day. Can we do that next?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it today.
I love this story. So we will get to that coming up next on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. A Getaway Thursday on this show. After we are done this morning in an hour plus, we will make our way out to Springfield. And we have two great games to watch tonight with you at Taps at the MGM Springfield. Wiggy all over his Edmonton Oilers to win it all. And they got to advance tonight in order to do so. And then we got Knicks and Pistons tonight to watch with you. So 7:30 tonight, the pregame at Taps.
And you and I have two pretty nice whips that we will be taking to Springfield.
We do. Are they here yet?
I don't know. I'm very excited.
The official courtesy car of the Greg Hill Roadshow is the Defender. And
that's a nice one.
Courtney and I will be driving them to and fro at every road show this road show season. Mm-hmm. So thank you to our good friends at Land Rover Norwood and Fast Edward. He's the guy over there. Go see my pal Fast Edward if you're in the market for a Defender. We are going to get to today's front office report with Craig Breslow coming up momentarily, but right now we promised you this.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
Okay, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
All right, a 27-year-old had a great idea. He said, I'm going to climb Mount Fuji.
Ooh, okay.
Nice.
That would be 10,170 feet above sea level in Japan. Mm-hmm. Well, he got there. Great accomplishment. Only issue, altitude sickness.
Oh, didn't think about that.
Yeah. So he had to go all the way down. He had nausea. He was not feeling well. And the brilliant and brave men and women saved him from the top of Mount Fuji.
So they had to use their resources to go rescue him.
Right. Well, they had to actually send in a helicopter.
Okay.
To airlift him off of it. So, you know, gets back to the bottom. Everything's good. You know, God bless everyone. No injuries, none of that. Well, 5 days later, there was another call made to emergency workers in Japan at the top of Mount Fuji. Why, you ask? Another incident of altitude sickness? Nope. The same climber was rescued again. Mm. He returned to the summit because he forgot his cell phone.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I see it. Classic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You hit on my phone, you know? Yeah. So it's they had the to content. Come again and
he had all the
them.
Content on. Right. Yeah. He had to get the content.
And he probably did like find my iPhone and then he didn't know it was at the top. He was just walking till he found it. And they
got to retrace your steps on that one. Like,
damn.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Get back up there.
How you need your cell phone. How pissed are you if you're going down on the airlift to go get someone else and you realize it's the same putz just getting his phone?
And he's like, silly me.
But that's the kind of person they should charge for that.
100%.
Like, people who have no experience, and that's a legit mountain. Like, it's not Everest, but that's a legit, like, that's a tough mountain to climb, Curtis, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm in any position to mountain shame. So, yeah, I mean, Mount Fuji is a legit place.
If you go to, like, a Mount Everest or a Mount Fuji, do you need to be with a guide or, like, a group? Like, do you have to do anything before doing it? Or I could just walk up tomorrow and go and do it?
I think you could just climb it if you're an experienced climber or even if you're not experienced.
You need, when it comes to Everest, I think you have to have a Sherpa, which is also Bill's nickname for Jordan. but I don't think a random person can just show up. I don't know. I mean, there's a couple great documentaries. There's a great book on climbing Everest.
John Krakauer.
Into Thin Air.
Great book.
And there's a great documentary. There's a documentary and there's also a feature film where they tell the story of those people who died a considerable amount of them because a storm came in and they were so close to the summit that they kept going when they knew they shouldn't have. But I don't think any of them went back to get their cell phones in that case. This is Jim from Rhode Island. What's up, Jim? Jim?
Yep.
Hey, what's up?
Yep. I'm here.
What's going on?
I'm just calling Mr. Belichick's his situation there.
Yeah.
Does he think they're on recruiting trips with him?
I have no idea whether she goes on recruiting trips or not. I don't.
It has to be good for recruiting.
Yeah. I got you. Thank you.
Well, it's just different because, like, you know, you see a different Bill. Like, now we've seen him taking pictures with, you know, Jordan and Lil Wayne. Like, you know, and maybe that's him just saying, all right, I'm in the college world, so maybe I take a page out of Dion's book and I get some celebrities and rappers and stuff like that. That when these younger kids will be like, oh, I want to go to UNC.
Well, look at Kraft. Kraft does it all the time. Meek Mill, he always gets these guys to come and perform and be at practice.
Yeah.
Is it irony that Bill's doing this after he told all of us that Tom was too old?
All right. Still to come, we will play Hill Notes back. So leave one of those on any topic on the Odyssey app. And join us tonight in Springfield at Taps at the casino, 7:30 to 9:30 for pregame, and then tomorrow morning at Max's Swing Lounge right near the Basketball Hall of Fame.